This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Kelvin, Lin and Ayman. Keith Kam is in the studios with us for the Market Wrap. And the National Strategy for Financial Literacy was launched today. What was the significance of this?
Right. First of all, how financially literate are you, Kelvin?
I'd say maybe like a 4 out of 20.
Well, at least you know what to do with your money, the money that you earn.
What a weird scale. Can I just say, what a weird scale.
So how financial literate are you?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to use, an up to, I would say 3 out of 5 maybe, but that's mostly because I work here. If I didn't work here, I think that would be very different.
Oh, same. Lower. Much lower.
Anyway, stats show that 1 in 3 Malaysian feels that their financial knowledge is low, and considering these come from people in the lower income group, that's not really surprising. So AKPK, they also have their own statistics. In 2018, 3 out of 10 Malaysians needed to borrow money to buy basic necessities, and usually they get this from personal loans with high interest rates, and you know, it just keeps accumulating, which is why they end up going to AKPK in the first place. So it's important, you know, common sense, not so common nowadays, but it really I have to really stress the importance of that, because you don't want to be caught unprepared if suddenly you were to fall ill or incapacitated, or you lose your job, God forbid. It's also common sense that you should not spend more than you earn. Putting aside some for a rainy day to invest, and it's more complicated if you have a family to take care of. Now, oddly enough, this mantra of not spending more than you earn is sometimes not practiced at the ministry level. So here's Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng talking about it this morning, and he has some good advice at the end.
Tapi masalah ini bukan hanya tertumpu kepada keluarga kecil. Malah dalam pengalaman 1 tahun sebagai Menteri Kewangan, kementerian-kementerian pun ada masalah sama. Apabila mereka menghadapi masalah, akhirnya kena cari balik Kementerian Kewangan untuk dapat tambahan. Di sinilah saya nak tegaskan, bukanlah untuk semua jangan belanja, bukan semua hanya berjimat, tapi biarlah berbelanja tidak melebihi hasil atau pendapatan.
So that was our saudara Lim Guan Eng, the finance minister. And actually, if you want more good advice, I mean, his ministry can also do with some good advice. His ministries could do some good advice. We have the Ringgit and Cents program every week on Thursdays after the 9:30 a.m. news. You can get some good tips from there. If nothing, that is also a great start towards your financial literacy journey.
So the thing about financial literacy, right, is like the challenge is more than just knowing about how to save your money and investing it, because there are also financial scams out there that are quite prevalent.
Yeah, according to a Securities Commission survey last year, in 2018, many consider a 12.4% returns on their investment as low, 24% as moderate. But then again, you have to remember that, I know you're making that face.
I am making a face, yeah, but that's shocking.
Yeah, so that's just it. I mean, there's no such thing as quick money with no risk, as wise people have told me. There's no such thing as a free lunch.
Yeah.
There's also just one rule to follow. If an investment is too good to be true, it very, very likely is. There's a podcast on the BFM app done with the Securities Commission focusing on financial scams. And in that program, I actually managed to interview some financial scam victims, and it's really, really sad to hear of their story. They're not really uneducated people. A lot of them are graduates, but it's just that they fall into this.
And it's not just a loss of money, right? I think very often it's also a loss of confidence, because you suddenly start doubting all your decision-making capabilities.
But that's just it. I mean, the mantra, if it's too good to be true, it probably is.
Fair enough. So speaking of investments and stocks, my EG services stock saw some movement today. Last I saw, it was up almost 5% this afternoon. What happened there?
Yeah, my EG, that's an e-government services provider, it announced that its Indonesian unit is buying a 40% stake in an Indonesian company for $10 million as part of its plan to expand outside of Malaysia. And this purchase will also allow it to tap the Indonesian market, where the potential for business is much, much bigger. It closed up 4.4% today at 1.68 ringgit. Now, e-government services, you can imagine after GE14, its share price took a beating. From as high as 3 ringgit, it fell to below 1.68 ringgit. So today closing at 1.68, I think it's not doing too badly.
Keith, thank you very much for that Market Wrap.
Thank Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.